It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
clock is slow.
Clock slow.
When I was
in the
house, I was going to go to the house. Harbor Commission meeting, Tuesday, March 7th, 2023 at 7 p.m., Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hollinger?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Krabs?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration, approval of February 7th, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Motion. Oh, sorry. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Abstain.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Approval of February 7th, 2023 executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Abstain.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from February 9th, 2023 in the amount of $68,159.70.
So moved.
Murphy, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from February 23rd, 2023 in the amount of $19,803.97.
Motion to approve.
Murphy, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Mr. Crowley and the Atlantic Highlands First Aid would like to utilize the senior building on March 23rd, 2023 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. to offer a first aid kit class. Number two, the Film One Festival is requesting use of the gazebo on to hold their annual festival on July 22nd with a rain date of July 23rd, 2023, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And number three, the Atlantic Highlands Recreation Committee is requesting use of the gazebo grass area to hold the annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April 8th, 2023 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Thank you. A roll call.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. There are no consent agenda items. No. Okay. At this time, we're going to meet for an executive session. regarding litigation, the Atlantic Highlands Harbor versus Kappa Construction and a lease negotiation. You want to say anything? That was going into the executive session. We'll need a motion to go into executive session.
Murphy? Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay? Okay.
The only thing we need to say is whether or not you expect we'll be taking action after executive session.
And in the time, it should be about 20 to 30 minutes?
And we'll be considering taking action?
There'll be no action, Your Worship. I will be asking for direction from the council, or pardon me, the commission, part of that process, but no, we won't be taking action when we come.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Do we want to go meet in the back?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session.
Thank you.
Murphy, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed, say nay. Okay. Do we need a motion to go back into our regular session?
Sure, I'll move it.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Okay, we'll continue with the agenda. Unfinished business, new business, committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry.
Revenue is down slightly for February year over year, about 8%. But it still continues to be because December was up 37%. The group is very aggressive with December collections, and we're probably going to see that play out over the next couple months. The only thing that's not down, I think, is the building rental, but even the fuel's down, so we're going to have less fuel usage for the month of February compared to 22. But no concerns as of now.
Okay, thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus.
Yes, a little bit busy month. CISI's extension and modification agreement to extend the lease, which expires on May 31st. The draft agreement has just been submitted to the attorneys for review, so that should be out shortly. The Yacht Club has applied to the planning board for a site plan approval to build a deck over the roof. I emphasize over, not on the roof, of the Shore Casino. The plans and a more recent rendering are on the borough website on the planning board page, if anybody's interested in seeing exactly what's being proposed. And although it was scheduled for the planning board meeting last week, it's postponed until April 6th due to a procedural issue. And then finally, we are still in negotiations on the deck lease, which also expires on May 31st. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer.
No report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton.
Just one item. The subject of Wi-Fi has come up again down in the harbor, which just comes up many, many times in the past. I know we had an estimate, I think, when Mr. Amici was a manager. Someone told me close to $500,000 to get it done. But we are going to start to look into that again and see if we can button something a little bit less expensive.
Okay. Thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Murphy.
No report, Tom.
Thank you, sir. Special events, Ms. Hollenleitner.
Special events is going to request a meeting with the borough special events committee to more streamline when requests are coming for harbor use that the commission has a say in it. But that has not happened yet. And then I just wanted to note really quickly, next Tuesday, the Atlantic Highlands Mayor and Council Finance Committee will be meeting for a budget presentation. And after that meeting, I will speak with Mr. Curry and Mr. Wall about the budget for the harbor and what, as it relates to the municipal budget, but we need to have a meeting after that. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ms. Hall. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
Just a couple items. As I reported at the council meet, last council meeting, the
The wooden parking lot divider between Senior Center and the C Street building has been removed. That's after I consulted with the Chief of Police, the DPW Director, the Harbor Master, and a few others. This will allow more efficient snow plowing and traffic flow. So it's a good thing. In fact, C Street was very, very pleased that we removed them. The next item is the interior of the Senior Center will receive a fresh coat of paint. Work on that will begin tomorrow. And in April, we will be stripping the floor and adding a nice new layer of wax, of waxing, polishing on the floor. The next item and last item is the utility pole next to Sissy's is leaning dramatically. It has several transformers on the top of it, and the pole itself is basically leaning on two balusters. And so we reported it to both utility companies, JCPL and Verizon. They both immediately sent out crews to inspect. And most of the components on the pole belong to JCP&L. However, the pole itself belongs to Verizon. So they are coordinating together, and they've agreed to work together to have it removed and replaced with a new pole. And that's a 3 or 4 step process, but it's going to get done, and work will probably start in the next few weeks, if not sooner. So that's good news there. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Mr. Farragina. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as you all know, we had a site visit out to the Towboat building and took a look at the physical issues that are out there. Working with the engineer here to come up with some remedial solutions to the issues in whole. As you know, we have a lawsuit that involves part of those issues, or could potentially resolve part of them. And the response for that is from the other side is due on March 24th. Any questions or comments? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wait, you had another thing. You handed us an envelope today.
Oh, yes. And we as you know,
how we say that.
The collections matters have been transferred over to our firm, and we delivered a couple of checks tonight to help with some of, to reduce the amount of arrears that the commission is experiencing this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for that. We appreciate that. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Flieger.
Yes, sir. The office is utilizing the wait list to fill in some of the empty slips that we have. We also have been really busy collecting invoice payments. Independence Constructors, who's the contractor that's working on the fuel tanks, ran the underground wire already. And they will be here on Wednesday of next week to put the pump in. Sodens has replaced the breaker on the main distribution panel to Pier 6. That was a due to the salt there, it destroyed the 100-amp breaker just for the pier. So they've replaced that. Yard crew has been busy working in the yard, replacing water pipes out on Pier 5 and 5.5. Typically, we use white PVC. It's been there since Sandy, after Sandy. And PVC is not resilient to ultraviolet light. On the piers that are floating, the PVC is underneath the decking, so it can't, the sun can't get to it. So that's pretty good. It's just Pier 5.5. It actually sits on top of the floating dock, and that's basically for small boats 20 feet and under. So security, I had a talk with security about the fuel dock and the security building about cleaning up those areas. So we cleaned up those areas. I've also had the yard crew repair the flooring again in the security area, and we put a mat down to stop the wheels and the chairs when they roll back and forth from ripping up the flooring. And I think that's just about it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Assistant Manager's report, Mr. White.
Louis covered everything.
Thank you. Now is the public portion of...
Tom, before that, a quick new business.
Okay.
It's the time of the year for a fish regulations report.
Okay, so, fish regulations report.
So important to our party boats, charter boats, and a very large percentage of our private votes. Overall, generally a better situation than last year. On black sea bass, they've dropped the size limit from 13 inches to 12 and a half inches. One negative is that during the summer, instead of taking only having a one fish bag limit, it's two fish bag limits, it's one. The rest of the periods when it's open season, it's either 10 or 15 fish bag limit. The month of October is now open completely. It used to be only 20 days in October. Porgy, they've dropped the bag limit from 50 fish to 30 fish. I don't know who would want 50 porgies anyway. And summer flounder, or as we call it in this northern portion of New Jersey, fluke, is exactly the same rules and regulations as last year, which was a liberalization over several years, the previous several years. One very significant item for the head boats and the charter boats is that now, with the expansion of sea bass to the entire month of October, and summer flounder ends on September 27th, there's only 3 days when they have to fish only on porgies, where last year was 9 days. So there's they've added 6 days for our tenants to make a lot more revenue.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Krause. And now is the public portion part of the commission meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, state your name and address. Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Meeting adjourned.